Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to an extended version of In the Studio here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. This is your host, Linus, and I got a co-host with me from Sunday Show, Anna. She's with me, too. So this update, I was waiting for Dave Capers. Well, let me just read this. Hurricane Irma update is... we're supposed to hear from Dave Capers. He's a resident and radio personality. So good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the show tonight with me and Anna. This is just a quick update to Hurricane Irma and the next hurricane, Hosea. Dave Capers from Razorblade Express and Tampa Bay FM is staying on the air as long as he can to keep folks informed. What streets and highways are passable, what areas are now evacuated, and what areas are mandatory evacuation, and how will all this affect the economy in the region, including Texas. If you have any questions for Dave, Anna, or me, please call us at 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If you want to reach Dave, you want to go to TampaBayFM.net. And his number is 941-306-1962. That's 941-306-1962. Now, I just went to check on Dave. Nobody's seen him for the last 5 hours, so I'm a little bit concerned that maybe he might have lost power. Is that what I want to say, Anna? Oh, let me bring Anna on. Good afternoon, Anna. Yeah. I'm sorry. Welcome,
Anna. Good afternoon, one and all. Good afternoon. Good evening, rather. Afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Hello.
Yes. Welcome, welcome around the world. I didn't even say that. Welcome around the world in the chat room, around the phone. Okay. Haven't seen him on his page or heard from him, so I don't know. Because he told us on last night's show that he would stay on the air as long as he could. So, and he was going to try, I think, Anna, didn't he say he was going to try and get his family out, but he was going to stay, get them out today?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, y'all, surprise, surprise. If you go to my page on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network, I posted a picture of Hurricane Irma. That heifer is huge. You talk about obese, she ain't no joke. She coming with a force. Whoa, that's scary. Wow. But anyway, the picture's posted so you can see it. Now, also, the picture is there about these three hurricanes. I was just speaking with Anna before we went on the air. We knew about Irma, and Dave told us last night that Jose was behind Irma. That's all we knew. Well, y'all, it's worse than that. It's three hurricanes, and they're actually almost lined up. One is in the Gulf of Mexico, between Texas and Mexico. Irma, of course, is headed toward Florida, and Jose is directly behind her. Behind him, I mean, yeah. So anyway, what I, Anna, what were you saying? You were saying something before when we were talking about this, before I started reading a little bit of this news.
Can't imagine,
and,
but
to... I know, weren't we saying something about the hurricane? Oh, I don't know. If it comes to you, stop me. So anyway, okay. Hurricane scientists have never seen an image like this before. Oh, shoot, let me go back and check and make sure. Okay, Dave's not there. Okay. Excuse me. Anyway, the scientists have never seen an image like this before. For the first time in modern history, three hurricanes in the Atlantic are lined up in the most dangerous of ways. A hurricane specialist, Eric Blake, at the National Hurricane Center. Three hurricanes threatening land simultaneously in the West Atlantic Basin, which is on my side of California, California, Arizona, and Mexico. Mexico and Texas. And on the West Atlantic, never seen anything like this in the modern record. Because you've got one there on the west, you've got Irma, well, who did I say was Katia? I think it is. Let me read a little bit more. The National Hurricane Center, NHC, has issued advisories on Hurricane Irma currently located north of the Dominican Republic, headed to Cuba and Florida. Hurricane Jose is 700 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, which is right behind Irma. And Hurricane Katia is over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. So there you go. The Atlantic experienced three simultaneously hurricanes in 2010, y'all, with Igor, Julia, and Carl, all swirling in the basin at the same time. Now, Julia never threatened land, so
sorry, Annabelle.
It wasn't an issue for them to. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, one else with us?
No, but I heard a voice just like you did, Lynn. I'm sorry.
I did too. I thought somebody else. Okay. Well, anyway. With Igor, Julia, and Carl all swirling in the basin at the same time, Julia never threatened land, so the NHC didn't, issue a warning for North America. They didn't feel it was necessary. But this is the first time that three hurricanes have the potential to make landfall, listen to me, at the same time. Now, if that don't scare the shit out of you, I don't know what will. What climate change creates, the rising strength and potential impact of the hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin has weather experts concerned as global temperatures continuing to hit record highs. Global warming, which isn't necessarily causing the formation of hurricanes, is almost certainly magnifying their intensity and potential for destruction. Now I remember it, Anna, what we were talking about. You said with the eclipse. That's what it was causing this weather distraction. So I'll let you go ahead with that, and then I'll go back.
Well, I feel, Lynn, that the energy of that process is kind of like took things off of the normal grid. And with that being, and with me saying that, just my opinion, but, you know, it's just not well, for lack of words, things are just not aligned yet back the way it should be. It may take a moment to get there. And thank God that eclipse will not happen again in many years, because I think it's the eclipse energy and forces that is causing all of this. You know, the earth, wind, and the fire works together.
Amen. Yes, and also I wanted to say, just to add on to that, Anna, we have Mercury retrograde. You know, it didn't end until the 5th, and then, of course, eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday started the full moon.
Yes.
Or was it Tuesday?
Yes.
I think the moon. Yeah.
So what's today? Thursday was yesterday, Wednesday, full moon, I think.
Yeah, you're correct. It was yesterday. You're correct. Yeah, the full moon started yesterday. So, yeah, that's a lot of energy factors. Yep. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really a booger bear, though. Well, climate change is making hurricanes more powerful for longer periods of time, as we see. They need the energy from the warm, humid air above tropical oceans to keep up their strength. A hurricane begins as a tropical storm when winds coming from different directions converge. Warm air rises around the storm center and cools. Excuse me. And the moisture condenses to form clouds and rain. Now, this condensation releases latent heat, which powers hurricanes. If the layer of a warm water isn't at least 200 feet deep, a tropical storm could die before gaining hurricane strength. So the potential for destruction is also greater because warmer temperatures mean the air can hold more moisture. So hurricanes produce more rains, causing more floods, and rising sea levels also lead to greater and greater surges after storm. Other factors also have an impact. Now, it's important to note that just because there are three hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin right now doesn't mean climate change has made 2017 a particularly bad year in terms of the total number of storms. Excuse me. Scientists caution there is relatively low amount of hurricane data available. Only a handful of storms happen each year, so it's difficult to make a broad observations. Dr. Jerry Beal, lead seasonal hurricanes forecaster at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Climate Prediction Center, told the New York Times, warming waters along with a relative lack of sudden wind shift have created optimal hurricane conditions this season. Some environments think it is a moral duty to talk about the role climate change plays in making these three hurricanes so intense. Well, global warming is a long-term threat, yet research has shown that short-term concerns are what really motivate humans. And the scientific community feels it's a conversation we should be having when storms strike. Should be doing it before. The sooner we start the conversation, the more people will see global warming as having a direct impact on natural disasters. Only then can start the next one. How to actually do something about it? Okay, so that's all I have about the hurricane, the three. Because yesterday we only knew about the two. So if they hit simultaneously, I don't know. I don't really feel that. I believe it's close though, like within a 1 or 2 day difference between each other. But the impact on the United States that this will bring economically will probably be like 9/11, y'all.
Oh.
It will probably be like 9/11. Because depending on the destruction, now come on, Harvey already did a pretty good job on Houston, well, 50 counties, because you're counting Houston and Louisiana. And I don't know, did it hit Mississippi or Alabama?
The
but I know.
Part of,
I
mean, yes, some of the southern parts there, yes.
Because Anna, they said it was 50 counties involved Harvey, yeah. So anyway, you've got that destruction already, and then of course Florida is preparing for Irma coming, which I feel that's going to be a very bad destruction too. Sorry, folks. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. I'm telling you what I feel, and not from a psychic capacity, but more so of what I feel, the energy of the earth, what it's producing right now. Like Anna said, so many things have happened up there in the cosmic, and with the moon and the eclipse and all this, it's having a dire effect right now on us.
Sure is.
Yeah, so I don't know, and the people, I was speaking to Anna earlier today, that the folks in Well, St. Martin, M-A-R-T-A-N, but the other one, too, M-A-A-R-T-E-N. 90% of the island's gone, y'all. What do you do? That's almost like Katrina. What do you go back to when there's nothing there?
No.
I mean, wow, and that's just Martin. Quite a few of those islands got hit, but that one was hit really bad. So, and
yes.
I mean, you know, it's an island. It ain't like Houston where they could pile up cars on a field. What do they do with those cars? Dump them in the ocean? What? They don't have that kind of land.
That's true.
You know, and then the homes are all gone. The apartments, the hotels, 90%. And they said that Martin has the largest airport in the Caribbean. You know, you go from there, fly in there, and then maybe take a little tender or something to one of the other islands. But, yeah, it has the largest airport. So with that down, that means nobody's getting service. Well, they can't anyway because of the, of course, because of the hurricane. But I just think about from Katrina, and I think these people, 90% of their island is gone. That's why I don't see the Florida Keys. I think the Florida Keys are going underwater. I don't think they're going to exist anymore.
Oh,
I may be wrong. But I don't see that existing. I think the Florida Keys is going to be gone, and you're just going to see that long narrowness of the state of Florida, and that's it. But you're not going to see all those little bitty islands. And I meant to tell you, did you see that Brandon, the guy that owns Virgin America, he's got an island out there in the Caribbean.
I did not
this
see that.
He's staying on the island.
I did not see that.
He's got 100 staff. 100 staff there, and of course some friends or whatever. He's staying on his island. Evidently, he must have bunkers built into that island because if it did devastation like that to the commercial islands, his island is private. I mean, granted, he's got some buildings on it, but I hope he's got some in-ground stuff. He said he's gonna wait it out. He'll be fine. Okay.
Oh. We'll see about that. Oh well.
Yeah, that's why I said I hope he has some underground bunkers or, you know, to take his people to and the staff, because he said he has 100 staff there besides, you know, some friends and stuff. And, I mean, he was just smiling on the news and waving. I guess it was a helicopter up in the air, whatever. Just waving like, yeah, we'll be fine. Like, okay. Tomorrow's not promised.
Well,
only God knows
really
that.
Yes. Yes.
And he did give us common sense. I don't care how many millions or billions you have. God did give us common sense.
Yes, and you better
so
use it.
So if he say we don't hear from him no more, we know he left with Irma.
Yes, yes. Well, maybe he has some safe rooms built all through his home and building and offices.
That
you
island,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping so too, Anna, because I said that's the only way they're going to survive.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he did. I mean, you know, he's a billionaire, so hopefully, you know, he did take extra precautions for, because he is in the hurricane area. I mean, come on. So I guess maybe so. But to hear somebody, oh, I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here on my island. Oh, honey, but we're just thinking about your spot. We'd like to again, Brandon. And I like your airline. I fly Virgin America.
You sure do, Lynn.
Yeah, so, well, Anna, I tell you, I just don't know what else to say, except I hope that people did listen, get out of Florida. And now that this one, Katia, is over here in the western side, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Of course, I haven't watched the news yet because we're on the air. So when we get off the air, I'll watch the news and see what's the prediction or, you know, what's going on there. Because I'm seeing it on the video.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
They kind of think that one is just going to do heavy rain in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good. Good. I'd rather see the rain and hopefully no flooding, but not displacement. Folks that live there, hopefully. You know, if they do, it's minor. It's not like Houston or Florida. I don't know. But it's building up, and that Jose, it's building up too. It's starting to build up. So at three, all at the same time. How about that? I tell you, God is awesome, ain't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he
is. All we can say, we can't even fathom his power. We can't even fathom it, but anyway. Well, I would like to say from the Essence of Success Radio Network and the staff here that we are praying for all the people still in Houston as well, but also for all the folks in Florida and, my God, the Caribbean islands and Cuba. We can't forget that, too, because there's, you know, there's still people. They're human beings. So we're continually in prayer for them, and we're hoping for the best, that everybody gets out safely. And, you know, it's not too bad when they return, but at least you have your health and strength and your families. And also, I want to reiterate, which was mentioned yesterday, Anna, with the prescriptions, water, gas, and what else? It was quite a few.
Canned food. Well, you say, yeah, canned food, medications, water, and batteries, and all that type thing. Just make sure that you have a supply good enough and enough for 72 hours. It takes long for people to figure things out. Until they figure things out, you can be supplied. You know, you can have your self-sufficient supply of things.
Yes, and also, Anna, mentioned about you should have 3 days of medication, too. Tell them that.
Yes, at least 72 hours worth of medication, because it takes at least 3 days for things to kind of get back to operation status. So make sure you got your medications most of all.
And also people that are on special diets, you know, that have allergies or whatever. Hope that they took food with them. They left it. I thought about that too, as well as children, because children could be on medication as well, and women with babies. You know, they had a woman that had a baby, bless her heart, born during Harvey, during the storm. So for you young mothers, you want to make sure you got enough diapers and titty milk or regular milk.
Isn't that the truth? Can't rely on that breast milk, though, because stress might do something.
Yeah, it sure will dry you up. It'll slow that roll.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, well, Dave didn't call in, so I'm assuming that they've lost power now, and that's why, because he wasn't even on the radio today, because I even looked to see, did he do a show, Anna, and he didn't do a show today, and the last time that he came in on Facebook, like I said, was 5 hours ago, so that was probably a little bit after.
He's off doing things. Yes, he is.
Yeah, they or coverage, amen, you know, Tampa Bay FM, that's true. Okay, well, that's all we have to report. Just to let you know, please be cognizant. And remember the things that Anna and I have told you. Remember, there's three now instead of one. So, everybody, you're going to have to be cognizant and aware. And what was that, Anna, you said at the beginning, to be on emergency status right now? Go ahead.
Yes, I think with the state that we're in, and we should not wait to a dire straight emergency. We need to stay in a pre-alert mode at all times, and that's with our canned goods, our water, and our emergency kits. And then, of course, we have to go to the store maybe for bread or fruit or something like that. But please, let's stay in a pre-alert mode at all times during these troubled times, because we never know what to expect, Lynn. We just don't know what to expect.
Yeah. Amen. You are so correct. Now, tomorrow's show, Friday Traffic Jam, that comes on at 6 p.m., I'll be doing a special tomorrow night, and it will be Aretha Franklin, for two reasons. Number one, you know, Aretha Franklin is an icon, whether gospel or secular, and she isn't doing too good. She isn't in the best of health right now, so we're praying, too, that she gets better and feel better. And then secondly, three hurricanes, yeah, we need to go to God in prayer. We need to raise the spiritual consciousness and elevate people up, and just prayers and positiveness and good feelings, everything going toward those areas of those hurricanes. So people always touch listening to gospel music. So tomorrow I'm going to try for an hour, but if I go 30 minutes or 45 minutes, that's fine. But I'm going to try for an hour, because like I said, it'll be dedicated with Aretha Franklin's music and for her and all the people during the hurricanes. And then on Sunday, we'll have free psychic readings at 3 p.m. Me, Nina, Anna, of course, who's our empathic intuitive life coach, Holly, and AJ. So this is Sunday at 3 o'clock from 3 to 4:30. It's free psychic reading, one question per caller. Got to say that. And the chat room is open, of course, for questions as well. So I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m., and then Sunday you'll see all of us at 3 p.m. So thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it around the world. I'll say the chat room, but I didn't open it or on the phone. And I hope that everyone that was able to listen to the show today, that you take away some knowledge, some understanding, common sense, and pre-prepare yourself, as Anna has said, so that you're not so much caught off guard or, you know, stressed out, that you have some of this already prepared, pre-prepared. Am I using that word? Yeah. What did you say, Anna?
I just say, I forgot what I said. It comes out of my mouth, Lynn. I don't think about it. Be self prepared. Yeah, be self prepared, yeah. Because we gotta believe in our faith, and faith is the things that we cannot see. We do not know which direction, north, south, east, or west is coming, but when you have that faith, it shows up.
Amen. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Anna, for being here today. I just appreciate it. I know that was a little extra, but I appreciate you being here. And again, we miss Dave, but we're praying, Dave, that you're okay and you're somewhere safe, even if you're still on the air. We can't hear you on our end. Is that me? No.
No, they can't. Oh, you saying they cannot inbox you? Can someone inbox you from the Essence of Success Facebook page?
Oh, yes. Thank you. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Message there, or you can go to Facebook, the Essence of Success Network, and leave a message as well.
Yes.
So, yes. Thank you, Anna. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that. Yes. See, that's why two heads are better than one. Yes. Two heads are better than one. Okay. Well, that's all we wrote, folks. We're going to be out of here. The clock says 5 seconds on the wall. Anna, thank you again. God bless you. You know I love you dearly.
Yes, and you as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over. when the morning comes, it's gonna find.